In this talk, I will address some of the different methods of prosecuting crimes in Wales between the 16th and early 19th century. It will focus on the three main kinds of criminal courts in this period, the Petty Sessions, Quarter Sessions and Great Sessions, from the passing of the Acts of Union to the abolishment of the Court of Great Sessions in 1830. Between 1536 and 1543, Parliament passed a series of laws which are now known as the Acts of Union. They had wide-ranging effects and sought to create legal and administrative uniformity between England and Wales. As part of the Acts, Wales was divided into 13 counties, each with its own justices of the peace. The Court of Great Sessions was also introduced, which met twice a year in each county to administer English law. Encompassing both civil and criminal actions, the courts were presided over by centrally appointed judges, and they formed the main court for the prosecution of serious crimes. Following the Acts of Union, Quarter Sessions courts were also introduced to Wales. These met four times a year, in January, Easter, Midsummer and Autumn. They dealt with local government administration and less serious crimes, such as those that could not result in the death penalty or life imprisonment. But they could also act to refer serious crimes to the Great Sessions. About four times as many cases were heard at the Quarter Sessions courts than at the Great Sessions. There were also the Petty Sessions courts, which were created in the 18th century to help alleviate some of the pressure from the very busy Quarter Sessions. They served a collection of parishes and met monthly. The Petty Sessions dealt with minor offences, including drunkenness, selling ale without a licence, vagrancy, assault, swearing and cursing. They were held in mansions and public houses and were presided over by magistrates, but did not involve a jury. Magistrates were able to formally convict criminals and sentence them immediately to such punishments as fines, whipping or commitment to a house of correction. This form of justice became increasingly popular as it was quick and cheap and led to the immediate punishment of the convict. There were other types of court, such as the church courts, which dealt with religious and moral offences, including defamation and adultery. There was also the Star Chamber, which dealt mainly with private disputes about property rights and investigated alleged corruption by officials, and the Council in Wales and the Marches. Both Star Chamber and the Council in Wales were abolished in the 17th century. Then there was the Court of King's Bench and the Central Court of Common Pleas and Exchequer, but these courts were expensive and much less frequently turned to than the Petty, Quarter and Great Sessions.